The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's a job for every aspiring young person and every hard-working parent, for every entrepreneur and underappreciated police officer who is ready to shout for safety in America. The police are being treated so badly. These are great people. They can straighten out the crime. They're the ones that know how to do it. We have to give them back their respect and their dignity. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
One of the sterling moments for me last night was that line. It's the antithesis. It's the polar opposite. Is remember what Hillary said? Her campaign motto, I'm with her. No. In America, we don't do that. This isn't a cult of personality. You don't swear allegiance to a person. And President Trump, yes. There's so many moments to celebrate. But when he said, it's not my campaign, it's our campaign. And right afterwards, he said, to restore government of the people by the people. You know what's just as fun as being in Mar-a-Lago with 1,000 patriots listening to President Trump? It's getting really fun texts from Jennifer Horn as you're having fun in Mar-a-Lago. And she's with us right now, our West Coast warrior princess. I think you're in a rather good mood today, are you not, Jen?
I am such in a good mood last night. All day today. But last night I was working and we carried the president's speech on AM 870 and AM 590 in Los Angeles. And I did some commentary afterwards. And I can't tell you, it wasn't my usual crew. So some of the engineers that were working, they don't
know. Not as good as the crew that you had on Monday when you were guest hosting for me, right?
Definitely not. Oh, please. Never. There's no comparison. But what made me laugh is that I'm sitting in the room going, yes, yes. And I'm like actually shouting back at the television. It was such an amazing speech last night, and I had to text with you because I knew you were there, and I saw this gentleman wearing like a brick wall suit, and I thought, wow, that is fashion.
He's called Brick Suit. He is at every stinking rally the president goes. He's amazing, and I finally got a selfie with him. He's called Mr. Brick Suit.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, it was incredible to see, but I actually took notes during the speech.
Oh, God, that's it. I'm done. Jeff is spying on me. He's got a web camera somewhere. He's looking at me. I have just opened my notes app on my phone.
Look at you.
Looking at my notes from yesterday, and I was about to read them to you, and she just says, oh, I was taking notes.
I'm telling
you. Are you my flipping twin from another mother?
Brothers and sisters from another mister or something like that. We must be. I don't know. I think we're connected. But I took notes during that whole speech, and I
let's compare notes.
Let's do it.
Shall we?
Absolutely, yes.
You begin. Ladies first.
So I loved, and he came in and he started with his accomplishments first, which I thought set a positive tone from the beginning. And the fact that he talked about ISIS, which we haven't been able to talk about in so long, about the economy, about energy independence, about crime, about all of these things that he was able to do for the country, I thought that was absolutely the right move. And then to take his time to go through and talk about where we are now, the $86 billion in equipment left behind in Afghanistan, the fact that fentanyl is going across the border, and was brave enough to use the I word when it comes to the border and talked about the invasion.
Yes.
Incredible. I loved the fact that he didn't announce until 20 minutes in, after he had a chance to create that A-B switch, which I talk about all the time when we think about a Trump versus Biden or insert the Democrat. Here are 4 years under Trump. Here are 4 years under Democrat rule. What is better? And he created that A-B switch before he even announced his candidacy. And the fact that he said we can make America glorious and great again, said that's his rosy optimism. He believes that America is the solution and we need to get back to the policies that make us great. I just thought the beginning part of that speech just hit it. And I wrote down what you wrote down, that this is our campaign, not my campaign. For all of those Never Trumpers that says that this is just about Trump's ego, this was, he talked about Black Americans. He talked about Latino Americans. He went through and said that we're going to unify in success. You may not, maybe he's not everybody's cup of tea, but he's going to unify us all by the success that we have. And that's something that he started in 2016, which he carries on today. And I love that. How can you hate someone who is trying to make everyone more prosperous, everyone safer, everyone in a better spot than we are today? So that were just a few of the notes at the beginning of the speech. How about you?
Explain what that, you said A-B switch. What does that mean?
So I don't know if you, okay, I guess, I don't even know if it's a science term. My dad used to always talk about it. Like in radio, they would have like the A-B switch. You know, you'd test A against B, A, B, A, B. And so I've always thought that when you the reason Trump was the best candidate or is the best candidate for me is that you have in our minds in recent history 4 years of what President Trump was able to deliver under duress, mind you, compared to 2 years of Biden. How we can handle two more years, I don't know. But you're going to be able to say, do you like column A or do you like column B better? And I really think that's sort of what he set up last night. Here's what I've delivered. Here's where we are today. Where do you stand? A or B. It makes it really easy. It takes personality out of it. It's all about the output of administrations, and that's what we need to be focusing on.
All right, let's do a little cliff notes. I've got my notes here that I did.
Yeah.
We can just alternate through them. So this will not be my campaign. It will be your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
This is our country. Our country. And I love this one because he didn't talk about Ron DeSantis or any kind of garbage fake
right.
pseudo war. He said, I will ensure, and this is breaking news, by the way, I got to share with you guys. Mitch McConnell has just been reelected as the GOP leader of the Senate, the guy who brought us those results last week for the Senate races. And there are reports from the White House, this is a doozy, that they are planning for a Biden 2024 campaign. Please.
Great.
I hope those reports are true, because this is the next line. I will ensure Biden doesn't get four more years because Americans cannot take four more years, Jen.
I wrote that down, too, and that we are in a place where we can be great, but we have to dig ourselves out of the ditch. And I think that's how we all feel right now. We feel like we are stuck in this ditch, and we had good stuff happening. If he had only been afforded four more years, you can think about where we are. And this is a job that I think Trump is uniquely ready to go and do. He can jump right into work. He knows how to fix the problems. He doesn't have to get his feet wet for 2 years. He, just based on what he's already done for 4 years, deserves another chance at this. And I am so happy to see him back in the campaign. And I was energized. I had some people, I don't want to name names, but my partner, Grant Stinchfield, said he talked too long.
It was one of his shortest flipping speeches. It was 60 minutes long. At a rally, he goes for 100 minutes. What is? Can you just deal with your junior host, please?
Every minute, I was ready for him to go longer. And then at the end, so after he goes through what he's done, what Biden has done, what he plans to do again. And by the way, all you had to have in the backdrop is Russia and Ukraine and the missiles going into Poland. I mean, our world was peaceful when President Trump was president because of his strength. And even that little bit of just not knowing where he was going to go, because he's unpredictable. And having that in world leaders' heads is important. But towards the end, he talks again about those issues that so many Republicans are too afraid to bring up.
Right.
And I'm not saying all, but when he talks about
Hang on. Let's save it. Because we got so much more to discuss.
Sorry, I'm so excited.
We have a brand new thing on. We've been working on it on our website. It is right up there right now. Put the image up on the screen. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on your computer. So you go to sebgorka.com, and we've got a question for you. And we got 3 million people. That's a real poll. The average poll is less than 1,000 people. Here's the question, and it goes to what we've been talking about with Jen now for the last 9 minutes. Did President Trump's speech last night change your mind about wanting Ron DeSantis to run in 2024? I really want to know. I really want to know because they've ginned up this fake garbage, yeah. But it has triggered people. And I want you to tell me what you actually think about President Trump's performance last night. So it's very easy. But only answer the question. If you didn't see the speech, if you didn't hear the speech, I'm really not interested in your input. I need you to be honest that you saw the speech, all of it, not just our amazing excerpts, of course, just now. But if you saw the whole speech, if you watched it live or later this morning, I want you to answer the question. Based upon his performance, did President Trump's speech last night change your mind about wanting Ron DeSantis to run in 2024? All right. Go to SebGorka.com, SebGorka. Take our little poll because you are the most important part of this show, and I want to know what our listeners think. And whilst you're online in the break, don't forget to follow Jennifer Horn. Go to @JenniferHorn, host of The Morning Answer and The Inland Empire Answer, AM 870, AM 590, The Answer, also CRN Digital Talk. And if you enjoy our one-on-one, we've got a very special guest. Oh, yeah. Doesn't get more special than our guest in the third hour. My muse will be with us in studio. Subscribe today. Sebastian Gorka, America First on Spotify. Give us a review, a 5-star one. Share the links. And then check out the new merch. The MAGA is back t-shirt and hat. MAGA is back. Trump 2024. SebGorkaStore.com.
Now we have a president who falls asleep at global conferences, was held in contempt by the British Parliament over Afghanistan, thanks to the words of wisdom, he said thank you to the wrong country for inviting him to a major summit on the environment of all things. They fly for days to get there, and then he calls the country a name that was actually a country on another continent. And he's leading us to the brink of nuclear war, a concept unimaginable just 2 short years ago. You cannot mention the nuclear word. It's too devastating. The Green New Deal and the environment, which they say may affect us in 300 years, is all that is talked about. And yet nuclear weapons, which would destroy the world immediately, are never even discussed as a major threat. Can you imagine?
A great combination, seriousness, humor, looking forward, celebrating America. I think we've already posted the whole speech on our social media feeds. If you missed it, you've got to see the whole speech, please. It's historic. Look, whatever you think right now, it is historic because he announced, he's the first person to announce, and now it begins. Now it begins. I need to know also what you think after last night about Ron DeSantis running and President Trump running. So go to our webpage, SebGorka.com, and answer our survey question right now because you are the most important part of the show. Please go up. The question is, did President Trump's speech last night change your mind about wanting Ron DeSantis to run in 2024? Yes, no, or Trump 24, DeSantis 28? I think that's the way to go. But I want to hear from you, SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com. Tell us what you think because it's about you guys. We are back with Jennifer Horn, who was covering for me on Monday as I was doing my secret television project. If you want to know a little bit more about it, I'm going to be posting some photographs from the studio later today. She's the host of The Morning Answer. Go to AM 870, The Answer, AM 590, also CRN Digital Talk. We were talking in the break. Let's share this with not just our Rumble crew, but with the 3 million listening. There's an aspect of support for President Trump, and I don't get mushy here because I'll ruin my rep, but it's not just about the policies and making a rational political decision. My God, his commitment to this nation And he said it yesterday. He said, I was living a very happy life before I was president. I don't need to do this again. The only reason, because he's losing money, he's being attacked constantly, he's paying millions in legal fees because the DOJ is coming after him, the Southern District of New York. Jen, I want to support a man who's doing this because he loves America. Why is that wrong?
Yeah, I think that people get it really wrong with him. And I have never just – I mean, I've had dinner in the same room with President Trump, been to Mar-a-Lago, never met him and spent a lot of time with him. But I'm telling you that the gut instinct that I have with him is that he doesn't need to do this.
Yeah.
I think that, yes, he has a big ego like everyone else in politics and everybody else that runs big businesses. But I don't think he's running, and I don't think he ran before to feed that. What I think is that he really believes that this country can be great. He sees the potential in America. He loves the country, and he knows that he can lead us in the right direction. And I really believe that he is running for all the right reasons. This is not for a book deal.
Yeah.
This is not to become a television producer like the Obamas. This is because he really believes that he can make a difference. And I'm all on board. And as far as Ron DeSantis goes, and I know we're going to get to this, I really think so much of what's been going on is a construct of the mainstream media and these never Trumpers who would like nothing more than to blow Trump out of the water because they're afraid of the backbone that he has. We haven't heard Ron DeSantis say that he is going to run for president yet. He may. He's got a lot of wind in his sails right now. He had a great night a couple of weeks ago. But I don't think it's his time. I hope that he doesn't run. I think it does more damage to the party. And by the way, to him ultimately, if he tries to get into this race right now. I wrote to you last night in a text message that speech was good enough to make Ron DeSantis go scurrying back to the governor's office. And
oh, I didn't even think I had. I was joking about sharing that text with our listeners. But that's what she said to me as I'm standing there at Mar-a-Lago. She said Ron DeSantis is going to go back scurrying back to his house. But there's also one more thing here. Guys, I'm not bashing DeSantis. I'm making an observation.
I love him. I want to vote for him in four years.
But here's my thing.
Or 8 years.
There's an issue of probity and honor here.
Yeah.
If somebody's talking about me, if the mainstream media and even conservatives were floating openly, Seb Gorka has to replace Hannity, or Sebastian Gorka has to replace my buddy Dan Bongino. If they did that for a year incessantly, I would feel beholden upon me as an act of honor to comment, to say, no, I love Dan, or yes, Sean should be pushed off his pedestal. Mm-hmm. Why has Ron not said anything for 6 months, Jen?
And I think that that's what needs to happen.
Yes.
He needs to come out and say, you know, all of this talk, it's enough. I want to be governor in Florida for 4 years. And I don't have any intention of tearing down Ron DeSantis. I think that he is really good. He is a star on our bench. And I think we need to be looking at our strengths as a party and realize that President Trump is the way forward for 4 years. And Ron DeSantis is the way forward for 8 years after that. And if they work together instead of splitting apart, we will have a lot of power. That's the winning combination, is if they can actually work together.
All right. One last thing I have to mention. I didn't even get to mention in my monologue because I wanted 3 hours of monologue today, but I'll be hosting Rob Schmidt's show tomorrow night live on Newsmax, so you've got to tune in for that. He declared war. I mean, he declared war on the swamp. He said, ban congressmen and senators for life from being lobbyists, and no corrupt profiteering on the stock market with insider information you get on Capitol Hill. They're going to have to destroy him, Jen. After what he did for Americans last night with those two promises, they have to destroy him, correct?
I think so, especially when it comes to how these Congress people are enriching themselves. Yeah. And this is a shot to Democrats and Republicans, by the way. You look at the wealth that gets accumulated by these people who use their positions to create a good situation for their family. I mean, look at the Biden family. Joe Biden himself has done this sort of thing. It's time to stop. It's time to have people who really want to serve this country in office. And if President Trump can give some power to it, whether it can happen or not immediately is I think it's really important.
You know how desperate these people are? Jeff just sent me a poll from something called Interactive Polls. Never heard of them in my life. And they said, head-to-head in a primary, Ron DeSantis would get 47% of the vote and Donald Trump 43%. Yeah, you look a little bit deeper. Asking 300 people doesn't really count. That's not a survey. Yeah. I have just one thing to say, my dear. I wish more conservatives had the spine you have because we're talking about big stuff openly and honestly. We're not hiding it. We're speaking the truth about President Trump, DeSantis in the next 2 years. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. And thank you for covering for me on Monday. She's Jennifer Horn. Follow her on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn, CRN Digital Talk as well. Dear friends, don't forget, we are on all social media. Don't forget, we are on Twitter, Truth Social, Getter, Parler, Rumble, Clout Hub. I mean, you name it, we're there. And especially Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Except those commies! Well, fascists, rather, on YouTube. Follow us, SebastianGorka.substack.com. This is America First. Your calls next, 833-33-GORKA.
I have a plea for the Republicans and advice. If you embrace MAGA, you're going to keep losing. You're going to lose more. The embrace of MAGA in 2018, 2020, and 22 didn't work.
Oh, Chuck Schumer giving Republicans advice. He must really want to help. Eric, don't you think that Chuck Schumer is always out to help us Republicans?
He has nothing but the Republican Party's best interests at heart at all times, clearly.
We must do what Chucky tells us to do, Chucky, Jesus. Dear friends, if you have a few pounds you need to shed and you've tried everything else, do what I did. I lost 36 pounds with the amazing, amazing team. Dr. Ashley Lucas's My PhD Weight Loss. I had 20 years of trying to lose the weight. Nothing worked. I'd lose some and then it would come straight back. This system works. You get to eat 5 times a day. No stupid calorie counting. Join PhD Weight Loss. Call 864-644-1900. Lose the cravings. Feel good and get healthy. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Mick Mulvaney is a swamp creature. He's scum. He actually served in the Trump administration. You won't believe what he just said. Cut 9. CNN.
Do you think this is good for the Republican Party?
No, I don't, because I think he's the only Republican who could lose. If he wins in 2024, now he's a candidate. He is the likely Republican nominee. Can he be beaten head-to-head by Ron DeSantis or Tim Scott? Sure, but it's not going to be a head-to-head race. There'll be 5 or 6 other people in the race, and he'll get the 35% that really support him. And under the winner-take-all primary system, he'll be the nominee. But that means the 2024 race is not about Joe Biden or whatever Democrat is on the ticket, not about inflation, not about world events, not about abortion. It'll be about Donald Trump, the same thing we saw in 2020.
Mick Mulvaney, you're a man without honor. He's the only man who could lose the election. The only Republican. Yeah, because Mitt Romney, yeah, he'd definitely win, right? You served in that administration. You are a dishonorable man. Let's go to your calls. Victor, Chicago, line 1.
Hello, Mr. Gorka. It's a pleasure. I just wanted to comment on the Trump DeSantis. It's got to be Trump, and there's 2 reasons. One, Trump is the only president in our history that's kept every promise. He didn't do just 1 or 2 things. He did everything he campaigned on. The only president or world leader in history to do that. So anyone that doesn't want him to be president, they're Democrat. 2, DeSantis, there's no way DeSantis could take the pressure that Trump took with the media, with the deep state, with his own party. And the foreign interest, I believe over time DeSantis will take some backdoor deals and enrich himself, just like most of the Republican Party and Democrats do currently. Trump doesn't do that. Trump needs no one's money. He doesn't want the power. And like you said, he truly loves this country. So DeSantis needs to come out ASAP for the good of the country and for the good of the party and recognize that Trump had over 100 million to 120 million votes last election, if you take away the election fraud. He won Illinois. He won New York. He won California. All those states. You take away that election fraud, He won all the states.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 120 million, but I know something. There's no way the senile old git in the basement got 81 million. You're telling me he got more votes than the first black president? Absolutely outrageous. But you're right. He has proven himself. President Trump has proven himself. Let's go to Dan, Minnesota, line two.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Yes, go ahead.
One thing that frustrates me is I wish we were able to get a grip on how many votes were manufactured by the Democrats when they stole the election in 2020. I think that would be helpful to have.
Watch 2,000 mules. I mean, we do the math right, 2,000 mules, at least in those areas that we examined. But carry on.
All right. So that's one factor. And then I'd really like to get your opinion on what is your sense of the 16 to 17-year-olds who will be voting for the first time in 2024, and factor that in, and also factoring in the fact that most people who are old, who are dying, unfortunately, probably went towards President Trump.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can tell you how somebody's going to vote right now who's 16 2 years in the future, because they're not exactly very politically cognizant. What we do know from last week is the plus D, a massive plus 28 points for the 18 to 28-year-olds. So, yes, we have a problem with indoctrinated, ideologically brainwashed young people in America, but that's because we have just sacrificed the culture. We weren't serious about the culture. Great calls. Absolutely superb. How did Kevin McCarthy get 31 votes against him yesterday as Speaker of the House? We'll talk to one of the congressmen on the inside here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple of more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Amazing words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed. We will fight for your right to eat beef, well done or otherwise. Dear friends, one of the people who got a standing ovation last night, in addition to Melania Trump, who looked so happy, so radiant. If you haven't seen my pictures of her from Mar-a-Lago last night, you need to follow me on all social media except the fascistic YouTube. So make sure you're following me on President Trump's Truth Social, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Substack. Let's put those links up there, guys. All of the links where you need to find me, Clout Hub, Parler, you name it. Especially the most recent is Substack. That's SebastianGorka.substack.com. Was the president's son, who was sitting in the front row, and he recognized him and he stood up. The people gave him a standing ovation for a very good reason. Cut three, play cut.
I think he got more subpoenas than any man in the history of our country. So unfair. Al Capone, you all heard of the great gangster? Al Capone got far less. Billy the Kid got almost none. Jesse James, no. Eric Trump got more subpoenas. He's a PhD in subpoenas. They come from Congress. And I appreciate the job you do and the abuse that you've taken. I really do.
Well, that family has put up with, and now they're prepared to do it again. God bless them. I traveled down commercial air in coach with Congressman Troy Nehls, I saw him at the airport, and then bumped into Madison Cawthorn, Congressman Cawthorn, and we hung out with each other. I got a ride from Madison down to Mar-a-Lago, and in the car, we were getting all kinds of updates, or they were, from their colleagues on Capitol Hill. Strange things going on with Kevin McCarthy, and we're going to have an update of all the shenanigans right now with a new guest on the show from Montana's 2nd Congressional District, a man who served in the House of Representatives in Montana, in the Senate. He has been the Senate Majority Leader, and we are delighted to have Congressman Matt Rosendale with us on America First. Welcome, Congressman.
Dr. Gorka, it's good to be with you today.
All right, so tell us, what was going on Capitol Hill yesterday and today? And there's quite a few people who have the letter R after their name who do not want Kevin McCarthy to be the speaker. Is that correct?
That is correct. We cannot continue to put the same people in to lead this conference and use the same rules that they have been utilizing for the last several years and hope and pray that maybe we'll get a different outcome.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things I heard is that for an hour and a half, Marjorie Taylor Greene was negotiating behind closed doors with Kevin McCarthy. Do you know anything about that? Because that disturbs me a little bit.
That I cannot speak to. What I will tell you is I think that there's probably going to be a lot of discussions that take place over the next 40 days leading up to January the 3rd when Mr. McCarthy is going to have to try to accumulate 218 votes on the floor. He did not receive that yesterday. He didn't receive 200. I'm sure a lot of your listeners heard the quote from Representative Matt Gaetz yesterday. He didn't get 200. He didn't get 190. And so if you couldn't acquire 218 votes over the last 6 years, how is it that you expect to gather the additional 30 that you need over the next 40 days?
All right, so talk to us about why what happened yesterday happened. So 31 congressmen and women voted for Andy Biggs as opposed to Kevin McCarthy. Another 5 voted for somebody else. So what is there some commonality? Why do you and others have issues with the current leader?
Sure. It's pretty simple. The conference feels, and there's a lot more people that feel this way, but they were reluctant yesterday to actually speak out until they saw that there was this movement. But they feel that each member has earned and deserves equal participation in the legislative process, which is only going to be returned to Congress with major rule changes. And so a group of us submitted in writing, Dr. Gorka, a list of recommended amendments several months ago, which would restore regular order to the House and the ability for me and other members to fully represent their respective states as they deserve.
Can you explain that? Because you're talking about things that most people have no idea about. What kind of changes do you have to see to the regular order for you to be able to do your job representing the people of your district in Montana? Can you give us an example?
Sure. To actually restore regular order. So I think it's important for people to understand what we're asking for is a return to the way the rules used to be before all of this power was consolidated into the hand of the speaker and a very small group of people that the speaker selects, which is known as the Rules Committee. Rules Committee makeup is 9 people, and they're the ones who designate which amendments will be allowed on any given piece of legislation, and the speaker is the one who's going to dictate what bills are actually going to be brought out to the floor. Anyone who has served in a legislative body knows that's not how it works. Everyone should have the ability to amend. Every bill that has gone through the committee should be allowed to come to the floor for a vote. And Kevin has demonstrated he is not willing to make those changes and wants to maintain that status quo, which consolidates power with him and that very small group of people. And Montanans and other representatives across this nation deserve better than that.
All right, so tell us what happens next. We've got 40 seconds left. We're talking to Congressman Matt Rosendale, Montana's 2nd District. You can follow him at Rep. Rosendale on Twitter. That's Rep. Rosendale. What are your predictions for the next couple of weeks, sir?
There's a lot of people that are starting to reach out to the group of folks that voted against Kevin yesterday. They're trying to form a coalition government, if you will. And he's going to have to make some hard decisions about how he wants this to conclude on January the 3rd.
Who would you like to see as Speaker of the House?
Oh, I'm not going to put a target on anyone's back right now because it would not be fair to them, quite frankly. That would give another 40 days of someone to endure a lot of pressure that they may not be willing to take on at this point while they're just considering it. But I can tell you there's a group of us that are going to make sure that there are options.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's what I say. But I will respect your reticence right now. Thank you for coming on the show. Keep fighting for Montana and for all Americans. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls momentarily. But please don't call us on a cell phone that's connected to the big cell phone providers because they're not on your side. Join the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's Patriot Mobile. It's the one I use. After Nancy went after my phone records and Verizon caved, I switched all of my family's phones to the good guys because they're on your side. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, special discounts for veterans and first responders, and free activation with my name. Don't fund your enemies. Join the good guys today. Call 972-PATRIOT. You can keep your old number. They have the same nationwide coverage. Free activation with my name. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka. 972-728-7468 or patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Immediately demand voter ID, same day voting, and only paper ballots.
Big cheers when President Trump said that. No machines, paper ballots, and same day voting. Don't forget our brand new shirt to celebrate the president's announcement, the return of MAGA. Yes, like the return of the Jedi. Get yours today. It's got President Trump on the back with his fist raised, ready to fight for you. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Waiting patiently in California. Sandy, line 5.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Let me squeeze this all in real quick. First of all, I'm really sick about Carrie Lake not winning, and I think they cheated, as usual. Also, when people call in and they say that Biden won, they need to be corrected because he didn't win. He cheated. And when we lost the election, we lost our country. Now, when getting to Trump, he has got charisma like nobody else.
Yes.
When he walks in the room, it's just him. And for me, he makes me feel safe. I know that we're not going to have a war. I know he's going to be tough on everybody. DeSantis, yes, is good for Florida, but he doesn't have any foreign policy.
Yeah.
He could not handle the foreign leaders like Trump does. And yeah. I hope to God he doesn't run. I don't want to split vote.
No, but he could be in the cabinet. Anything else? I got to run quickly.
He could be in the cabinet, and also I am happy that the evil Pelosi is gone.
We fired her. Thank you, my dear. Joe in Illinois, welcome.
Dr. G.
Yes.
Yeah, Trump had a good speech last night, right to the point. I believe he needs a female running mate. I think he needs to speak directly to the suburban mothers and reassure them that he's going to lower their home heating prices. gasoline prices and food prices. He needs to hammer on this and try to get these suburban moms back into the camp.
But do we play identity politics, Joe? Is that who we are? Do we pick people based upon what sexual organs they have?
We need suburban moms that used to be Republicans.
But do suburban moms want to vote for women? Do most women want to vote for women?
I think that, a Carrie Lake or maybe even somebody that's pro-choice might.
Yeah, well, you lost me there. Killing babies should never be part of any Republican platform. Thank you, Joe. Goodbye. You lost me there. Next up, she's got a plan to defeat Marxists in America. My muse, the one and only former presidential appointee, Katie Gorka, in studio. You got to hear her plan. It's a doozy.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.